down the diamond mine. In the Disney film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the dwarfs work down a diamond mine. I have often fancied taking a look down that mine, but I don't want to do it when the dwarfs are at work. Too noisy with all those clattering picks and clashing shovels. No, I'd rather wait until they've gone home for their supper of pumpkin pie and ginger beer, followed by strawberries and cream, and a nice sit around the fire with Snow White, and she can tell them about her day in the garden, and they tell about theirs down the mine. There are no surprises, but that's nice sometimes, because sometimes it's good to have everything easy, and sometimes it's better to have peace and a regular life. So, we wait outside the entrance to the diamond mine, standing back among the shady trees until we see the dwarfs all come out. They are dopey and bashful and happy, grumpy, sleepy and sneezy, not forgetting Doc. And he's last, and away they go. Picks over their shoulders, ho-ho-hoing as they head home. Luckily, they forgot to lock the mine, and so you listen and watch and wait until the singing is far distant, and the wood around the mine is filled only with the sounds of birds preparing to go to bed as the sun sinks. You step out of the wood and wander over to the iron door that is the mine's entrance. You test it with a bit of a tug, and it moves easily. A slight breeze comes from inside the mine. How exciting! So you go in, and you very cleverly have brought your headlight. You know the one on a stretchy band that goes round your head and sits right above your eyes, and you switch it on, and hey presto, the place is bathed in light. You find yourself in a round chamber carved from the rock, and though you look around hopefully, there are no diamonds left in the walls, though you can see the gaps they've been plucked from. There is a miniature railway that leads down into the mine, two little iron tracks trailing away through the opening ahead, and three small bogies on the track that they use to carry the diamonds back up to the entrance. Time to delve deeper. You set off, your headlight sweeping the way, washing the tunnel in white light, and still, no diamonds in the wall. Though, there is a glister that might be silver, or it might be copper, or it might be iron, but a touch on the damp wall with your fingers and a rub to polish it up shows that it's a vein of silver. Very nice. And deeper you go, and down you go, and the way slopes, and you go down, and down, and down, and down. And you follow the railway, and then you get deeper, but it can't get darker, because it has always been as black as pitch in black ink that sits in a trough carved from coal at midnight, at midwinter, in a coal cellar 100 feet underground on an asteroid in the far reaches of interstellar space, while you have a black cat at your feet and you are wearing a black fur coat with a black fur hat, fake fur of course, and double thick sunglasses, and your hands are encased in black silk gloves. pretty dark. And then the walls begin to glow under your light as you reach the edge of the explored area. Here, the rocks are undisturbed. There are small piles of rubble and a misplaced pickaxe and the bucket, but the rails run out and you're here on your own. This looks promising. The walls here are veined in gold and silver, and some crystals glitter in the light from your lamp. Some sparkle brighter than others. Some twinkle yellow, and you think they are citrines or sapphires. And some gleam blue, and you think that is lapis lazuli. And some glint red, and you think those are rubies or garnets. And some spangle white, bright as stars, and you think those are diamonds. Diamonds and amethysts and emeralds and topaz and rubies. And they're all there for the taking, falling from the walls, glittering and gleaming and glinting and glimmering and glowing and glistering and sparkling and spangling and twinkling and shimmering and scintillating and coruscating and flashing and flaming and flaring. And you stuff them into the pockets of your black fur coat. Fake fur, of course. You imagined you were wearing a black fur coat, and now you are. Funny how dreams work like that. And your black cat sits and watches and gets bored at you stuffing gemstones into your pockets. And then you take off your fake fur hat and pile the diamonds and rubies and emeralds into that. And the cat starts washing itself. And something about that makes you sleepy. So you sit down on a rock deep down the diamond mine. So safe and warm, and it's quiet down here, and all the gemstones light up when your head torch sweeps across them. And you stretch and yawn and lie down, and you'd never believe how comfortable a bed of diamonds is. And the coat is warm, and the cat starts purring, and you think that tomorrow you might have an excellent breakfast, and your mind drifts, and you get ever so sleepy, sleepier than the sleepiest person in Sleep Town, and you sleep. Well, why not? You sleep safe and warm, and the cat purrs, and you switch off your light. And in the soft darkness, you sleep and dream and sleep and dream. And dream of breakfast and butterflies and brandy butter baguettes. And your eyes are heavy and you drift and drift and drift. And sleep, and sleep, and sleep, safe sleep, safe. Down the diamond mine. In the Disney film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the dwarfs work down a diamond mine. I have often fancied taking a look down that mine, but I don't want to do it when the dwarfs are at work. Too noisy with all those clattering picks and clashing shovels. No, I'd rather wait until they'd gone home for their supper of pumpkin pie and ginger beer, followed by strawberries and cream and a nice sit around the fire with Snow White. And she can tell them about her day in the garden, and they tell about theirs down the mine. There are no surprises, but that's nice sometimes, because sometimes it's good to have everything easy, and sometimes it's better to have peace and a regular life. So, we wait outside the entrance to the diamond mine, standing back among the shady trees until we see the dwarfs all come out. They are dopey and bashful and happy, grumpy, sleepy and sneezy, not forgetting Doc. And he's last, and away they go, picks over their shoulders, ho-ho-hoing as they head home. Luckily, they forgot to lock the mine, and so you listen and watch and wait until the singing is far distant, and the wood around the mine is filled only with the sounds of birds preparing to go to bed as the sun sinks. You step out of the wood and wander over to the iron door that is the mine's entrance. You test it with a bit of a tug, and it moves easily. A slight breeze comes from inside the mine. How exciting! So you go in, and you very cleverly have brought your headlight. You know the one on a stretchy band that goes round your head and sits right above your eyes, and you switch it on, and hey presto, the place is bathed in light. You find yourself in a round chamber carved from the rock, and though you look around hopefully, there are no diamonds left in the walls, though you can see the gaps they've been plucked from. There is a miniature railway that leads down into the mine, two little iron tracks trailing away through the opening ahead, and three small bogies on the track that they use to carry the diamonds back up to the entrance. Time to delve deeper. You set off, your headlight sweeping the way, washing the tunnel in white light, and still, no diamonds in the wall. Though, there is a glister that might be silver, or it might be copper, or it might be iron, but a touch on the damp wall with your fingers and a rub to polish it up shows that it's a vein of silver. Very nice. And deeper you go, and down you go, and the way slopes, and you go down, and down, and down, and down. And you follow the railway, and then you get deeper, but it can't get darker, because it has always been as black as pitch in black ink that sits in a trough carved from coal at midnight, at midwinter, in a coal cellar 100 feet underground on an asteroid in the far reaches of interstellar space, while you have a black cat at your feet and you are wearing a black fur coat with a black fur hat, fake fur of course, and double thick sunglasses, and your hands are encased in black silk gloves. Pretty dark. And then the walls begin to glow under your light as you reach the edge of the explored area. Here, the rocks are undisturbed. There are small piles of rubble and a misplaced pickaxe and a bucket, but the rails run out and you're here on your own. This looks promising. The walls here are veined in gold and silver, and some crystals glitter in the light from your lamp. Some sparkle brighter than others. Some twinkle yellow, and you think they are citrines or sapphires. And some gleam blue, and you think that is lapis lazuli. And some glint red, and you think those are rubies or garnets. And some spangle white, bright as stars, and you think those are diamonds. Diamonds and amethysts and emeralds and topaz and rubies. And they're all there for the taking, falling from the walls, glittering and gleaming and glinting and glimmering and glowing and glistering and sparkling and spangling and twinkling and shimmering and scintillating and coruscating and flashing and flaming and flaring. And you stuff them into the pockets of your black fur coat, fake fur, of course. You imagined you were wearing a black fur coat, and now you are. Funny how dreams work like that. And your black cat sits and watches and gets bored at you stuffing gemstones into your pockets. And then you take off your fake fur hat and pile the diamonds and rubies and emeralds into that. And the cat starts washing itself. And something about that makes you sleepy. So you sit down on a rock, deep down the diamond mine. So safe and warm. And it's quiet down here. And all the gemstones light up when your head torch sweeps across them. And you stretch and yawn and lie down. And you'd never believe how comfortable a bed of diamonds is. And the coat is warm, and the cat starts purring, and you think that tomorrow you might have an excellent breakfast, and your mind drifts, and you get ever so sleepy, sleepier than the sleepiest person in Sleep Town, and you sleep. Well, why not? You sleep safe and warm, and the cat purrs, and you switch off your light, and in the soft darkness you sleep and dream and sleep and dream and dream of breakfast and butterflies and brandy butter baguettes. And your eyes are heavy, and you drift, and drift, and drift, and sleep, and sleep, and sleep, safe sleep, safe. Down the diamond mine. In the Disney film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the dwarfs work down a diamond mine. I have often fancied taking a look down that mine, but I don't want to do it when the dwarfs are at work. Too noisy with all those clattering picks and clashing shovels. No, I'd rather wait until they've gone home for their supper of pumpkin pie and ginger beer, followed by strawberries and cream and a nice sit around the fire with Snow White. And she can tell them about her day in the garden, and they tell about theirs down the mine. There are no surprises, but that's nice sometimes, because sometimes it's good to have everything easy. And sometimes it's better to have peace and a regular life. So we wait outside the entrance to the diamond mine, standing back among the shady trees until we see the dwarfs all come out. They are dopey and bashful and happy, grumpy, sleepy and sneezy, not forgetting Doc. And he's last, and away they go, picks over their shoulders, ho-ho-hoing as they head home. Luckily, they forgot to lock the mine, and so you listen and watch and wait until the singing is far distant, and the wood around the mine is filled only with the sounds of birds preparing to go to bed as the sun sinks. You step out of the wood and wander over to the iron door that is the mine's entrance. You test it with a bit of a tug, and it moves easily. A slight breeze comes from inside the mine. How exciting! So you go in, and you very cleverly have brought your headlight. You know the one on a stretchy band that goes round your head and sits right above your eyes, and you switch it on, and hey presto, the place is bathed in light. You find yourself in a round chamber carved from the rock, and though you look around hopefully, there are no diamonds left in the walls, though you can see the gaps they've been plucked from. There is a miniature railway that leads down into the mine, two little iron tracks trailing away through the opening ahead, and three small bogies on the track that they use to carry the diamonds back up to the entrance. Time to delve deeper. You set off, your headlight sweeping the way, washing the tunnel in white light, and still, no diamonds in the wall, though there is a glister that might be silver, or it might be copper, or it might be iron, but a touch on the damp wall with your fingers and a rub to polish it up shows that it's a vein of silver. Very nice. And deeper you go, and down you go, and the way slopes, and you go down and down and down and down, and you follow the railway, and then you get deeper, but it can't get darker because it has always been as black as pitch in black ink that sits in a trough carved from coal. At midnight, at midwinter, in a coal cellar 100 feet underground on an asteroid in the far reaches of interstellar space, while you have a black cat at your feet and you are wearing a black fur coat with a black fur hat, fake fur of course, and double thick sunglasses, and your hands are encased in black silk gloves. Pretty dark. And then the walls begin to glow under your light as you reach the edge of the explored area. Here the rocks are undisturbed. There are small piles of rubble and a misplaced pickaxe and a bucket, but the rails run out and you're here on your own. This looks promising. The walls here are veined in gold and silver, and some crystals glitter in the light from your lamp. Some sparkle brighter than others. Some twinkle yellow, and you think they are citrines or sapphires. And some gleam blue, and you think that is lapis lazuli. and some glint red, and you think those are rubies or garnets. And some spangle white, bright as stars, and you think those are diamonds. Diamonds and amethysts and emeralds and topaz and rubies. And they're all there for the taking, falling from the walls, glittering and gleaming and glinting and glimmering and glowing and glistering and sparkling and spangling and twinkling and shimmering and scintillating and coruscating and flashing and flaming and flaring. And you stuff them into the pockets of your black fur coat. Fake fur, of course. You imagined you were wearing a black fur coat, and now you are. Funny how dreams work like that. And your black cat sits and watches and gets bored at you stuffing gemstones into your pockets. And then you take off your fake fur hat and pile the diamonds and rubies and emeralds into that. And the cat starts washing itself. And something about that makes you sleepy. So you sit down on a rock deep down the diamond mine. So safe and warm. And it's quiet down here. And all the gemstones light up when your head torch sweeps across them. And you stretch and yawn and lie down. And you'd never believe how comfortable a bed of diamonds is. And the coat is warm, and the cat starts purring. And you think that tomorrow you might have an excellent breakfast. And your mind drifts, and you get ever so sleepy, sleepier than the sleepiest person in Sleep Town, and you sleep. Well, why not? You sleep safe and warm, and the cat purrs, and you switch off your light, and in the soft darkness you sleep and dream and sleep and dream and dream of breakfast and butterflies and brandy butter baguettes. And your eyes are heavy, and you drift, and drift, and drift, and sleep, and sleep, and sleep, safe sleep, safe.